Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today, because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it, rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him, be thankful. If you need those affirmations, I believe I'm divinely guided, just like you're divinely guided. I believe I'll take the right path, just like you'll take the right path. And I believe God will make a way where there is no way. No matter what is going on in your life, God will make a way through it. I'm going through that right now with golf. I need Him to make a way because it's making me unbelievably frustrated. But it's beautiful here and it's starting to get nice, and I'm just thankful when it's wonderful outside. Be thankful for the moments of your life. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. Stay focused on what's in front of you, what you're doing today, your friends, your family. There's nothing better than to eat and drink and to make your soul enjoy the good of your labor. So when you're eating, enjoy it. When you're drinking, enjoy it. And when you're doing something that you labored for, be thankful about it and through it. It's a blessing that we live this life. I was reading this morning in 1 John. I'm going to kind of bounce around a little bit. But if you go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, it is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are righteous, you're going to heaven. But don't love the things that are of the world, love God. Love the thing that God does for you. This place is passing away, and I think it's just a matter of keeping your mind in a good place, applying the word. As you start to apply the word, it starts to work in you, and you start to kind of see life for what it is, and you enjoy life, and you enjoy this place. But the things that are of this life are temporal. And if you can keep your mind on that, and keep your mind knowing that this is just but for a moment, and there's going to be good times, there's going to be bad times, you can stay more steady Eddie. Stay steady in your life, emotionally, mentally. If you jump over to verse 26, it says, "These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you or lead you astray. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in it." You don't need to go, you don't need to have a preacher teach you the word. The anointing, the Holy Spirit that works in you, will teach you the word. The Spirit of truth, which you have, will teach you the truth. You just have to start to read this stuff for yourself. If you're feeling not connected, if you're feeling lost, start to read the word and start to apply what's in here. Yeah, it's a consistency thing. You have to make a choice in life. You have to choose to be disciplined. If you choose to read the word every day for 10 minutes a day, you do it every single day, you will start to see the anointing work through you. You will start to read the word as it is. You break down what's in the word. You break down the definitions of the word based on the word, based on the Greek and the Hebrew. And you'll start to see the truth of God. I want to finish up with this. If you jump down to verse 2, it says, "Beloved," of chapter 3, "beloved, now are we the children's or descendants of God, and it doth not yet appear or shine forth as to be seen what we shall be. But we know that when he, Jesus Christ, shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Verse 3, "And every man that hath this hope," this expectation of future good, "in him," which is set or fixed on him, on Jesus Christ, "purifieth himself even as he is pure." Having the hope, the expectation of future good will purify, and that's to make clean, pure, chaste, and not just not contaminated by anything. Having the hope, the expectation of future good that Jesus Christ is coming back will keep your mind satiated, will keep your mind purified. It helps you in life. The Word is here to help. God is here to help. Jesus Christ came to help. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Know that you are a son of God. You are chosen. You have been summoned before the foundations of the world to be who you are. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was one as we sailed into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today, that you just get me through everything that needs to be done, and that you give me the strength to do it. I pray for your loving hand in everything that we do, and that you continually push everything forward, that the whatever needs to be said to whomever is said, and that we can continually do your word and do your will. And I'm very thankful for your son, for the anointing that we have, the Holy Spirit that guides us. And I pray for each and every one of your believers, that you just protect them today and just bless them. I just ask for a great day today, and I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.